The Israeli cabinet today took up a proposal to exchange 400 Palestinian and Lebanese prisoners for an Israeli businessman and the bodies of three Israeli soldiers held by Palestinians. Also today, Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kureya announced he had formed a cabinet and he would submit the names for parliamentary approval this week. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem on both of these developments.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon pushed hard this past week for cabinet approval of the deal, making phone calls to most of the cabinet ministers to try to ensure their support. There is no need to define the importance of the decision the cabinet is being asked to make today, Sharon said in remarks broadcast at the start of the cabinet meeting. He also told the ministers that it is up to them to decide if Israeli businessman Elchanan Tannenbaum dies in Hezbollah captivity or is freed. Israeli media reports say Tannenbaum was lured to Dubai almost 3 years ago by a Hezbollah operative with a promise of a lucrative business deal that would cover his extensive gambling debts. The reports say he was then smuggled into Lebanon. His family says he is in ill health and could die if not released. As part of the deal, Israel will free two senior Hezbollah officials kidnapped by Israel almost a decade ago to serve as bargaining chips for information about Israeli navigator Ron Arad shot down over Lebanon 17 years ago. Israeli officials say Arad was kidnapped and likely tortured by Mustafa Dirani, who then sold him to Iran. Dirani is one of the Hezbollah officials due to be released. The chief Israeli mediator for the deal today said he believes Dirani does not have any information about Arad's fate. The proposed prisoner release sparked intense controversy in both the cabinet and the Israeli public. The heads of two Israeli intelligence agencies, the Mossad and the Shin Bet, both said they opposed the deal. Hardline cabinet minister Benny Elon said Israel is giving in to terrorism. We have become used to talking to terrorists, to embracing them, and to giving them respect, he said. Israeli security officials say the prisoner exchange is likely to strengthen the Iranian-backed Hezbollah. Hezbollah and Israel fought a bitter war in southern Lebanon for almost 20 years, until Israel withdrew its troops from south Lebanon 3 years ago, a pullback Hezbollah claimed as a victory. David Horovitz is the editor of the Jerusalem Report magazine.
It will have got back its own prisoners. It will feel that it forced Israel to surrender and that this is a victory. So I think there's no question that the very charismatic Sheikh Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, will feel himself to have been a big victor in this exchange.
Also, today's announcement by Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kureya that he has formed a cabinet came after weeks of political wrangling with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat over who will control Palestinian security forces. Palestinian officials said the National Security Council, headed by Arafat, will control the security forces, and an Arafat loyalist, Hakam Balawi, will hold the key post of Interior Minister. Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat will be in charge of negotiations with Israel. He says the new government will enable Palestinians to concentrate on restarting peace talks with Israel and reviving the moribund U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. An Israeli official said the new government extends what he called Arafat's terror cartel. Erekat responded angrily.
Why do they need to rub their nose in every business of the Palestinians? Why can't they concentrate on what they need to do in accordance with the roadmap? And I really think that it's time for us and the Israelis to start putting our efforts in order to break this vicious cycle of violence by implementing the roadmap, and I believe we need the help of the Americans in order to do so.
At the same time, many Palestinians say they see little hope for more American involvement, as President Bush remains mired in Iraq and his campaign for re-election gears up. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.